this is the current.
That's current. This is preferred by Daryl.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission Thursday, December 1st, 2011. Our first order of business this morning is the review of proposed ambulance district maps. And we have different proposals in front of us that have been developed through the IS department in concert with, I'm assuming, the clerk's office. Or not.
That's current.
So we're going to be, for the next few minutes, perusing those suggestions.
Here's the numbers here, plus or minus from people here. This is what, I got an email saying that this is what, this plan two was a preference by one person. And if I, am I assuming right, this is how many people are coming out of that district compared to what's current? How do you have the minuses and minuses?
The magic number is 8612, so the minuses, I'm short a little bit, or plus.
Okay.
That's the, I gave you the plus or minus to give you an idea.
8612 is that number.
Okay. They're both really close, then, aren't
they? Oh, they are.
They're a little bit different, though. Keep in mind, this one's quite a bit different, too. There are some differences, but we had to work with the board members being in their districts. That's the...
Actually, we don't have to do that, but
we can.
I was asked.
But we did.
I was asked to.
So the biggest thing is right here, no?
You know, that's huge to develop the minus of the measure of the existing board members. You know, doesn't matter to me, but that may be.
What change? Okay, help
Donna,
me.
This statutorily is by population? Or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't see the change.
I don't either. I don't see it that much.
It's right here. There's something here.
Look at the lines.
This one right here.
That's where we are, Donna. That's what I'm saying.
This is the old line right here.
Yeah,
see this line going through the middle? That's the old lines.
I overlaid the old line.
See? Going down through there.
So it's by color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what's the difference between these two, then?
District 1, if you loan us District 1 from here.
Oh, it's colors. Okay.
Yeah, colors. District 6 is bigger here.
I brought this one up to
way
make
different.
It simpler. Yeah, that's what I said. There.
And I sent you the email.
Oh, wow. Look
at
this here.
Right.
Compared to
you already told them.
They are already made acknowledgement.
Okay.
Was
you
there...
can see this one goes all the way underneath here. And so it's on that map, it stops right there.
Help me out. This is based for representation on the board. Is that right? What is...
No.
Voters. It's a balance of voters in each district.
But
not
each,
voters.
Each
or population, I'm sorry.
Each district elects an ambulance board member.
From their...
From that district. So if somebody from the purple district wants to represent the purple district, they have to live within those boundaries.
That's
correct?
Exactly right.
Okay.
And how close are you on the numbers?
8612 is the number, so here, I mean, either one's real close.
It shows you the plus or minuses of the
8612. They're close.
She did an excellent job.
Yeah, I mean, she's within.
You know what I really like about this one? What number is that?
Plan 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you don't have this district running all the way over the western line.
Right.
Completely over here.
I think
that's a lot better.
And each dot represents a current board member.
Oh, okay.
Patsy made sure that she kept the current board members in their specific areas. And she had a hard time doing it, but she did it.
So it allows them to...
Continue in office.
Or if they had been redrawn and there were two in one district, they could both run for the same spot.
Exactly.
Okay.
I like this.
This one.
Is there any way you can go five?
I like this part too, is that they aren't running this way. All right, these two. I'm good with that.
Thank you, Patsy, for your hard work on that.
Hey, we might agree on a map,
Danny. This is the old one, right?
Yeah. Being a first vote on a map.
That's better we agree on.
Look at the change here for this district.
Big.
The area was all the way from east to west across the top, and now it's here.
Right.
That is incredible, actually.
Well, obviously,
and you've taken in
population has shifted to that side of the county.
Rockaway.
I like this.
Well, hold on a second. Where's that color below the purple over there?
This one here, she made it yellow.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's an old map I've had. I just
you changed the colors on me, and that's...
Yeah, I know, really but it was an existing map that's already been...
You know, I may vote against you, whatever you like, and just to say consistent with not liking maps with you. So.
You know, with the deal that you have with me about crayons,
see, I'm telling you.
It confused you. When it gets down to the simple things, colors.
I know that in the box of 16 I gave you, that was not one of the colors. Oh, my goodness. Is the presiding commissioner looking for a motion today?
Are you all wanting to move forward on it?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I move that we adopt Plan 2 as the new ambulance district map.
Boundary.
I'll second that for the discussion.
Motion's been made and seconded. We adopt Plan 2 as presented to represent the new boundaries with said map. Discussion.
The reason that we're looking at it like this is the number of the population and the great job that IT department did with Ms. Patsy putting it together for us. It looks like it's more evenly divided than it even was before.
I have a question, Donna, I think. Are we responsible for a legal description being produced for the boundaries that have been drawn, not just for this, but reflecting back to the new commission district lines that were drawn? And I know that you had alluded to that in an email. At least I haven't addressed it, so I think this would be a good time to address both.
It's not statutorily required for you to do a legal description. I mean, designating a map just like you would any other evidence that's submitted to the commission is certainly sufficient. But it would be better for us to have an accurate record in the minutes showing a legal description rather than Plan 2.
Do you have any idea what that would cost to have that done?
I do not.
This being different than the other one, Ron.
Could you get us a cost estimate?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I have no problem doing legal description if it's reasonable. I mean, if you could get a cost estimate.
I will check with purchasing to see if I can do that. And if I can, then I will go and try and get some prices for you from different surveyors.
We can get an estimate. Then
okay.
If we have to bid it, we can bid it.
Okay. I will certainly do that. I'll take our maps and discuss it with a couple local surveyors.
Yeah, the redistricting on the other one is... That's one of our main reasons for doing it that way is because we had designated roads and streets and creeks that divided them. So though it may not be as necessary.
For the record, the description of this, I noticed that this is titled Proposed Ambulance Voter District Plan 2. Can we utilize that language in the motion? Is that acceptable?
That'd be fine.
To make it a seconder?
Yeah.
Better, clear.
And just to let you know, Patsy did try and follow roads and streams as much as possible to make it easier on me for changing the voting district.
Navigable.
Yes. One way or another, huh?
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. And Patsy, thank you for your excellent work.
Do you, will you need to run off two or three of those for posting?
Well, I think I'm going to do a radio announcement about the change. Because we'll do candidate filing for the ambulance district in my office. So we're going to have to notify the public that the lines have changed. But there's not going to be enough time for us to get cards out showing that change, so we're going to have to use the media to do that. So if anybody who's wanting to run for the two districts that are coming up.
Here's where I was going with that. We could post these maps. If we'd run off three or four of them, we could post one here at the courthouse, one at the city of Branson, and one in different locations, and it would be...
Ambulance district offices.
They have one on.
Yes.
They've already got one of that.
Of that.
Well, they actually took the two maps that Patsy presented, and of course they kept both of them, so they've got the plan.
They have two?
They had the plan number one and plan number two.
Okay.
So they'll just guard plan number one and click plan number two, since that's what you voted on.
That would be all right with me, don't you think? The more informed the public is, because it's coming up to the election time,
and
we can just run off some and post them around in different areas.
We can send one to the city of Branson. Ambulance district has one, and I'll have.
If you just email them, Patsy, they'll put it on the website, and then they can print their own over there. And them and Hollister.
Put it on our website as well.
Yes.
Yes, I really think it would be important for you to follow up with the press, because they'll run it. That's, to me, a big story worthy of articles in the paper,
right,
and the radio station.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
What's next?
We have agenda at 8:45. We have a very limited agenda this morning because we have one big issue, which is receiving the bids on health insurance. Following that will be the budget.
Here's an email I think we all just received. Let me pull this up real fast.
Is that an
HP? It is.
An HP.
There you go. Read this little email we got. It was sent to all three of us.
Oh. What's the statute?
Is there? I don't remember what statute we formed the library board under.
When did this come?
Just this morning. Just a few minutes ago. 8:40. I'll tell you what that is. Okay.
I can work with Ross. Ross, I'm mine. Ross is the spearhead in this. I went to Ross. I said, Ross,
well, I know, but I just told him.
Mine,
just
told
him. Oh, yeah. I said, we don't have an agency to get me.
Yeah, Ross and I have been working on it.
Great.
So.
Great.
And I can explain.
What's the amount that you're going to recommend that you have to recommend it for? That's not true.
They were 100. But we can do, I told them 50.
Yeah.
The biggest question when we discuss this tomorrow, or Monday, is how much does it.
Let's talk about this in agenda review. We've got 2 minutes.
Right. That's the supporting documentation to the agenda request that Nikki will present. I just got this email to me, so.
Okay.
That's what that is.
Okay.
Donna, I do have a question for you. Is it possible? Can we look at this email? Is that all right? Hold a statute. She can find out, couldn't she? She would know the statute about the library board.
The library board that was formed.
Is there?
All right.
We don't have any bylaws on it, do we?
No, but I didn't know if the statute.
I don't know.
Could you check it out? If you want to tell them, they can come in here and sit, just so they don't. They can sit in here if they want, as long as they don't.
Have you met Jim and Dan?
Yes.
She started upstairs this morning.
I told her if she's going to sit around.
We'll start a rumor. We'll start a rumor now.
Yeah.
If you're going to start a rumor, we're paying her $22 an hour. That should get everyone that's fired up.
And then there's perks on top of that.
And then bonuses.
Yeah.
And bonuses. I think that's the other thing we need to say.
Please send your emails directly to Commissioner Jim.
Just to clarify the rumor that I'm starting.
This is directly after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I understand, but I thought that our agreement with him ran through December 31st. It didn't. When do we have this expiring?
That's 12/30. The new contract is 12/31/12.
Perfect.
Is what it's supposed to be. Let me look at the contract.
Didn't see it. That's why I was asking. Nikki, agenda review.
I have several requests here, so just bear with me a moment.
Doesn't actually doesn't say anything, so.
Then I think it should.
I think it should too.
Jillian, if you're listening, would you come downstairs?
I have a request from Ms. Donna Neely to discuss budget hearing recordings for Monday.
Say what? I'm sorry.
I have a request from Donna Neely to discuss budget hearing recordings.
Is there something that you need to know on Monday that...
Actually, I received an email from you, Ron, about whether or not there was a policy for audio minutes.
Yes,
I don't have a written policy. It's kind of like... How we do accounts payable. There is a procedure, but not a policy.
Let me back up. I thought that the comments that were made were the prior county commission had put policy into effect, and that's what we were following by doing what we were doing?
Procedure, not a written policy. Just like we have a procedure with how we do accounts payable. It goes through this process that's been discussed, but I can't find a written policy. But it is the same procedure that we followed before I ever came into office. Now, as far as going on the air, that was approved sometime in 2009 by the commission. I haven't found that written, but I know it occurred.
Would you for us find that, and then that would be part of our discussion?
I have not been able to find that. I have searched the minutes. I would have to go back and listen to audio minutes, because unless it's made in the form of a motion, it
currently,
would not be included.
Currently, we're in agenda request, so we're talking about whether or not to put this on. What I'm asking for is the backup documentation for the conversation itself.
Mm-hmm.
That would be anything that's written or in the minutes that refers to policy that's been established by this or a previous county commission.
I have looked for that. I cannot find that.
Her comments are there aren't any.
No, there was no motions made. You won't find a motion made on the procedure for handling accounts payable. However, it was discussed.
Then there would be a written documentation probably of the discussion, right?
No, unless there was a motion.
Okay.
Yeah, the statutes don't require...
Do we want to discuss this without... I mean, it's something certainly that the commission can discuss. I believe... We should have a policy in place mm-hmm. for the future. I'm not sure when I want to have that discussion, but sometime before beginning of next year.
Well, the problem is I've been asked by one commissioner to remove the audio for certain meetings, and now I'm being asked by another commissioner why we don't have it there. So,
no, and just so for one commissioner, my question was the discussion of that one or two budget meetings that we had that we mentioned personnel, we all agreed in executive with Donna that we, for the protection of those employees, not publicized or not, they're available, they're open meetings. So if someone wants to do a PSR request, they can, but not to put those on the web. My question for her was that going forward, all those meetings or not?
And my answer that I sent to you,
right,
and you an email was that it was my understanding that it was only those two,
right,
meetings, that everything else is fine for you to go ahead and,
okay,
do whatever you want.
And I didn't understand that. I thought you were going forward with all of those particular meetings. So, and that's how we proceeded. I can certainly redirect that, but I need something to back me up. And Lynn, please put this all in the minutes.
Hold that request for another week. I have some dates that I would like to search to see when we created the decision to start posting those back in 2009. I have some dates that we can do some searching with Nikki.
I believe it was either June or July of 2009.
Right. Let me go through my emails, Nikki, and I'll get with you. But let's hold that request for one more week, if you don't mind.
Okay.
That.
Meanwhile, would you like me to go ahead and put the audio of all meetings on the web?
I don't have any objection.
I don't either, with the exception of those two that we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The lease of it. We have the new contract. It's been reviewed.
Could I have one more comment? Would you continue to, or have you completed your search, and you're definitely, Donna, can tell us that there's nothing in the records?
I haven't found anything. I will continue to look, because I did get an email from Sean to look for a specific time period. But I've done keyword searches that I can listen to the audio on those certain days where he thinks it happened. Because he searched back to see what it actually went on to the web. And I can try and listen to audio during that time period and see if I can find something.
I might be able to narrow it down. Let me.
Well, the question specifically, not just the web, was the taping of sessions.
Right.
And that the policy in place was, but we don't have a policy. So we need to.
I think there was a verbal agreement, the verbal discussion, right, and acceptance, but nothing written in policy, motion, and all that. So right. Let me see if I can't help, and then we'll see if we can't find. Okay. But bring it up in a week from now, Nick, and you and I can work through some things.
I can tell you the previous commissions, before I ever came back into office, they recorded it. I have recordings from years and years back.
Sure, sure.
Nikki.
Okay. Lease of the animal control facility.
Uh-huh.
I know that Mr. Cotty has reviewed this. And I have the document.
Put it on the agenda.
Well, hold on. Because I would rather have the discussion with Commissioner Hausman based off his meetings yesterday with presiding commissioner in Greene County, because they've done some things with animal control. So I'd like to hold off on that, Danny, until we hear from Ron during budget.
Okay. But what would be wrong with putting it on there for that? We're talking about what we're putting on the agenda. We're not talking about what it contains or anything like that.
Okay. I guess
it can also be pulled off.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, that's the only reason to keep it in front of the.
Sure. That's fine. No, I understand. Monday?
Monday.
5 minutes probably?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it in budget session today.
Sure. We have budget session today and tomorrow.
Yes.
Veterans Recognition Day discussion.
You get the copy of what?
I haven't seen the copy.
I want you all to see the copy.
Okay.
All we're talking about is agenda request review. What I did from the original, guys, was, can you come in? Was make a number of changes, as you can see, crossing outs, because it dealt with things other than, it dealt with the Appreciation Day itself. So I went to a simple language that were the same, whereases that were,
okay,
contained in this proclamation, then it drops to right here.
Does it put it on the agenda?
So really what this states is, or will state, we call on employers to.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the proclamation. Yeah. That's fine.
Is the verbiage is okay?
I think so. Let me read it one more time. Yeah, it's fine. If it's not, we can tweak it between now and then, but I would.
This is just placed.
Make sure he uses a very fine point tweaker.
That's all I have.
That's all you have?
That's all I have. Yeah. Can you give me a copy and just put it in my box so I can look at it one time?
I think that's fine.
Yeah, give it to all of us, but I think that's fine.
Jillian?
Is that the new contract?
I'm speaking with Ms. Kent. She asked me to change it and have you gentlemen initial it. She said that is completely fine to do so.
Oh, that's not right, though. Because it's not starting. It's still starting.
Starting is the first.
Which is there.
It's ending.
Ending is the problem. This is what we need to do is...
So it wasn't just the dates.
It needs to have language that'll carry through December 31st of 2012.
Can I write on this? It needs to say this, and it needs to say ending.
Okay.
Is it something to put on the agenda?
That's what it needs to say.
Perfect. Okay. She thought it was just solely the date.
No.
All right. The reason... Now, let's be mindful. This is expired if we don't sign it today.
I believe we can initial it and make it legal. That's okay. What Pat's saying.
She stated that.
Would you just make those changes, come down and make those changes, and then we can... It
won't be on the page. Oh, you've got the original.
And we'll decide it.
Yeah.
As long as we execute it, we'll be done.
Perfect.
So if you can get that ready for our 9-10, that'd be wonderful.
For your 9-10?
I think it's scheduled for 9-10.
Actually...
So it's...
It's after the bid opening.
Yeah, so it's right here. That's how I look.
So it just follows.
Yeah.
However long it takes for the bid opening.
Perfect.
Morning, Dixie.
Okay.
Yes.
Donna Neely is requesting an executive session regarding litigation.
You're going to do what?
Litigation.
Can we just work you in Monday?
Perfect.
Monday, just we'll schedule time within the Monday, okay. 1 o'clock, so...
Sheriff Russell would like to discuss off-duty employment.
Put it on there.
He would like to do it Thursday morning, if possible.
Again,
today. This is another 2 hours from yesterday.
He's requesting Thursday morning, if possible.
Thursday of next week, I believe we don't have a scheduled meeting.
Not right now.
What, if we could do this...
Monday afternoon? He said if it...
Monday afternoon, if we could do it, I mean, my question is, did he have a policy that he's suggesting?
There's not one attached.
I mean, I'd
Jillian
like to,
actually took the request.
Because he's requesting to discuss it.
We asked him to come back to us if he had a proposal.
Would you like one of us to contact him?
Would you contact him to see if he has a recommendation? Because I'd like to know what he's recommending.
A general discussion is not
necessary without some suggestions. Is that fair?
Wait just a second. He's asking to be put on the agenda. You're asking that he have documentation to go with what he's talking about.
I had that conversation with Sheriff Russell, and I think he's had individual conversations saying we need to change the policy. And so we said come back with a recommended policy, and we'll discuss it. And we don't have any suggestions yet. But go ahead and put it for Monday afternoon, and if he has it, great. If he doesn't, then we'll just...
That's the reason I just want to put it on the agenda, because as far as I know, we never did have a policy that they do that.
Well, I think he's made a comment that there was a policy, but it wasn't... Sorry. He's made a comment. I haven't seen it.
Donna?
Yes, sir.
Would you check county records and see if there is a written policy regarding utilization... of deputy sheriffs for outside contractual work.
For them to do outside?
Yes. That or maybe, I mean, if it's in a handbook.
It's just something that will help us during the
discussion.
Discussion.
I'll hang on to this for a minute.
That's fine.
Thank you. Just in case you need some more, is that what you're...
I'm sending you that email, Don, about the... Library board statute, by the way, too.
I wrote it down, but thank you. Yes.
Nikki?
The state of the budget?
That was the... What did I request that
for? We would like to...
12-13.
...establish a meeting, and we would like to send notice Well, do we want to put it on the agenda first, I guess is her question. This is agenda review. Well, no, talk
is,
about it.
No, this is
actually... For the 13th.
This is my this is what our request was, to put it on the 13th day.
8 a.m., the morning of the 13th. Mm-hmm. If possible, we would like to meet with all elected officials and department heads throughout the county system.
Or one designee.
For presentation on state of the budget.
Who is going to send the notice out?
Did you we'll send it from our office, from the commission.
We'll help you, but you'll ultimately send them.
Okay.
Groceries, Ron?
A request for economic development at 10:30 on Monday.
This is the supporting documentation that goes along with that request. It's a general discussion on... this is their first draft of a collaborative approach to economic development in Taney County, working with the cities, the incorporated areas, the chambers, and Taney County. So what I would like to do is have a discussion, ask Ross to come over from the chamber, and a few of the people who helped drew this map up, and have a general discussion on what their thoughts are on the collaborative effort. What this document is fashioned after SREP, which is Springfield Regional Economic Partnership, but customized to Taney County. So that's what this document is, and that's the discussion we want to have on Monday. 10:30 was a time that they had requested because they had a few people they would like to be here if there was questions from us. And I think I'm requesting, they requested 30 minutes. The liaison, but they requested 30 minutes.
Was it a meeting I wasn't at, Jim?
Yeah, I was asked, if you remember, I was asked to find details of what they're talking about. The meetings that we had, then there was a request that was sent to, somehow a request came to us during budget discussions, and our question was, what would the structure look like? And so I went to them and said, find the structure and give me a structure that we can start from. And this is the starting point.
Do we need to have this meeting before our budget deal or after?
What's going to come from this, if in fact we approve this concept, will be a request for funding out of the 2011 budget, which there are funds available within economic development for different purposes, but that's the gist of this. And this, I think, is what evolved from the meetings that were held with all the different partners that were looking to collaborate regarding economic development within the county. Personally, Jim, I don't have any objection to the presentation and the discussion. We're working budget all day tomorrow. What I'd like to do, with y'all's permission, is to establish a time tomorrow where the three of us can chat about this first.
Oh, absolutely. Is it possible that we schedule it Monday and then also have a discussion tomorrow?
That's what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
But I'd like to talk about it prior to having the group here. And if we could work that in
tomorrow?
Currently we've got budget work session scheduled at 9:30. If we could do this first, spend 15 minutes at 9:30 and then go into budget for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Because we have time to, if I'm not mistaken, to get that posted.
So 9:30 for us and then 10:30 Monday for this.
How would you like that titled?
Economic development.
Discussion.
Is that all right, Dan?
Yeah.
I agree.
When did you want to bring back up county board appointments?
let us get back to you on that.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
And community involvement activity discussion.
Same thing.
Okay. And the library board request.
Let me see that.
I've yet to talk to the library board member. I was supposed to yesterday.
The very last page is in the middle in the chair.
I'd say hold off on that because our last conversation was that Jim was going to visit with, as a matter of fact, to have lunch or something with one library board, and that's been canceled, so I would say hold off on this.
Okay. I believe that's all, gentlemen.
Just one thing, gentlemen, if I could just bring up the transfer station ripple glass agreement.
Yes.
I would like to have some discussion. I had a conference call with DNR yesterday. It could fall within the road and bridge discussions we have scheduled for Monday. But just one of the things that we talked about on Monday was the road and bridge discussion about Mount Branson. And then I would like to carve out 15 minutes of that time to talk about the call I had yesterday with DNR and moving forward with that, if that's all right.
Fine.
But you have Road and Bridge scheduled for Monday, I believe, already.
That is correct.
Okay.
And that's an hour, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That'll work. All right. Just so I can get you guys up to speed.
Neely has sent me an email.
Hold on just a second. We have also on the Ripple Glass Agreement, don't we have a
contract?
New contract that's been...
It's being reviewed, yes.
Well, it's been reviewed by our council. Has it been sent to their council?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we want
to
post that?
We're waiting to hear back on our end.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Donna?
She had sent me an email when I was gone from the office asking about court order abatements to be placed on the agenda.
Once a week until the end of the year. Because we're getting them all the time, and we're running out of time before the deadline for taxes to be late. We certainly don't want to have to deal with interest and penalties come January.
Donna, I agree we need to do that. What time is best for us to work that into the agenda weekly? Does it matter if it's a set time or not?
It doesn't matter with us as long as it is the same day. So
Mondays at 1?
Okay.
How about Mondays at 1 or Mondays at 1? Something like
1:15,
that.
1:15.
Yeah, Mondays at 1:15.
We'll be ready each Monday. Thank okay. you.
Thank
that
you.
Way, if there's nothing, we can just go on. We always have our legal update.
It should take more than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Unless you bring your fine point tweaker.
Oh, it's quick, too. The fine point is quick.
Is that it, Nikki?
That's it.
Thank you very much. Anything else, guys?
That's it. That's afterwards. She's printing that, so that's after this.
This is after the interest?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Nikki, let me give you this.
I
need to get a copy. We don't have a copy of that map. We need to get a copy for our records on the new name. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Set that up for after this next meeting. Our next order of business are our insurance bids. Before you begin, Mr. Erickson, I would like to thank the County Advisory Committee that was established to help us set up the parameters for pursuing insurance and for working through this. You've taken a big load off of our shoulders at a time we needed that to happen to work on the budget. But I thank all of you that are in here that have served on that. Mr. Erickson, you're up, sir.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. This has been a very complicated bid, obviously. It involves a very critical and complicated product. We, in the committee, we set certain parameters. We will have a process that we will go through once all these bids are open. I think the official business that we'll engage in this morning is simply opening all the responses and reading them into the record as far as who those particular companies and entities are that did respond. And then we're scheduled, the employee committee is scheduled to immediately go into session and start the evaluation process. And we have a grid that I put out in the RFP to guide us in that evaluation process. So I had sent out an email requesting for verification of HIPAA certification, security certifications from various vendors. And upon receipt of those verifications, we then shared information, probably 200 or 300 emails, various questions and answers and information that was flying back and forth. There were 9 vendors total in that process, engaged in that process. And as of this morning, I've received 7 responses, and that's what some of these boxes are, some little packages and some large. And so I'll start with the first and read off the name of the vendor as we open these, and then have Linda help me here with some of this. The first one that we received was from MRCT Benefits Plus in Clayton, Missouri.
Who is it?
MRCT Benefits Plus in Clayton, Missouri. And it looks like they have supplied us with a book of responses with the appropriate information on it. And again, we will categorize that for our review. And we'll just leave it on the outside and stack them that way. The second one that we received was from United Health Group, Maryland Heights. I didn't open up any of these packages, so some of this will be package on package. But and this is from Ned McAuliffe, and it looks like he's filled out all the paperwork by hand and also included an information package that we will evaluate. The third response is from Mercy St. John's in Springfield. Looks like they have filled out the paperwork and request to be included in the selection process. The fourth one received is from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Supplied us with a couple of different tear-proof paper booklets. Where did I get this anyway?
Oh,
couple of booklets from Anthem Blue Cross, and we will add that to our process. Careful, you might lose a finger.
I might. You're a little bit scary there.
Sharp.
Can I have that back? Would you take it?
Listen to the giver. And there's the second book. So we officially have opened our package from Anthem Blue Cross. The next one we received was from Connell Insurance. And some of these vendors had communicated with me in a general sense as to the number of books that our committee would need. And I told them plenty, and that's why we got these boxes. So the package from Connell includes numerous books, beautiful books, that we will review. And we appreciate that. So that's officially open, all the information. Then I have a box here from Acres Insurance, which is really sealed. Thank you.
If you cut a finger off, do you have medical insurance, by the way? Are you covered?
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that I will be incriminated. Also, several large books for us to review. Thank you. So that indicates that they have completed the form that we're required to be participating. And that brings us to package number 7. Which was just handed to me at 8:40 this morning, and it doesn't have any name on the outside, so we'll open it up. Copies, and this is from Employee Benefit Design LLC in Springfield. And it looks like they've included the participatory requirements, and we will review them as well. Those are the 7 responses. As I stated earlier, we are scheduled to go into our meeting and review these responses, evaluate them, and document that activity.
When you say you mean the committee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tata County Insurance Employee Committee. And I have a structured evaluation system that we will be following, and we'll also be available for obviously discussion as we read through these and contact any of these responders and offerers if we have any questions. We hope to have that process completed as quickly as possible. I think Nikki put it on the agenda for us to issue some type of a recommendation by Monday.
What I'd like to have from you, unless this commission feels differently, is a breakdown of all the information that you have, and if a recommendation is in line, then that's fine as well, but really a breakdown, and I know this is
kind of a summary,
asking you to put a lot together in a short period of time, but
right,
it's a time-sensitive issue.
Mr. House.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that having a review of this process with our county council involved would be a good idea. I had to let him sit in with them to discuss what might be covered and what might not be covered in the insurance plan, if Frank has time to come down.
Sure. I think that starting the process the way you've outlined it is what we should do.
That's fine, yeah.
And then we can invite the council at any time. I agree with that.
Well, maybe I didn't state that right.
I
thought maybe
did.
That he should be here as they review, so if they have any questions, he can look for different things. They're going to have questions, and they're going to have be phone calls made to the companies. And.
But they're reviewing right now, and council's not here, so I don't know how.
Well,
I mean, council's always available by phone. I mean, I guess we can just kind of see what the questions that come up, and that way then kind of prioritize his time too. But, I mean, I guess what I would say, Ron, as you go through this with your group, if you've got legal questions, just jot them down, and we'll get our counsel available. I mean, obviously, they'll be here Monday. Their schedule will be here, but I don't know if he's got court cases or not today or tomorrow. So, but they've been real good about being available by phone.
Okay. It's whatever the commission desires. You know, we have a process. We're going to start in
good.
Reading through all this. And the last thing I'll say for the record, with regard to the responses I received from these vendors, I did receive an email response from Cox Healthcare Systems this morning, which I did not open because email responses are not acceptable. However, I feel it was a no-bid decline. They just didn't explain that. I sent them a response back that if this is a no-bid decline, then I can just put it in the record as such. I'm pretty sure that isn't. Now that we've gone past the deadline, for the record, we'll indicate that Cox is non-responsive.
Thank you, sir. We look forward to your analysis.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Again, for all of you that are here that have been involved in this, we thank you for your time. For those of you that bid, we thank you for your bids, obviously. And I'm thankful that Ron did not cut a finger off.
Now put that up.
Who gave you that knife? I needed
it. Question is that maybe it hasn't been asked here, but it will be asked. Will the individuals that are present for this be allowed, if they request to do so, to sit in while you are sorting through these bids and or ask questions and or look at the other bids during the process? And they are here, and as you leave, they're free to ask you any of those questions. But if any of you have questions of us as a commission and you want to ask them now, this would be the time.
I presume this is public record as of now, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
They had questions or wanted us to come back over, that you would call us and we could do it at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
Then we're all set. Thank you.
Okay.
When will the committee begin, Ron?
At 9:15, which was 10 minutes.
Right now they're going to start doing that. They're actually going to use this room. We're moving our meetings upstairs so that they can do this in here.
Okay, now we need to move some furniture around.
We have one issue left on the commission agenda this morning before we go into budget session, and that's the legal contract.
Motion to approve the counselor agreement as presented.
Trash.
Which one?
Frank Connie.
Frank.
This is a continuation of the existing agreement till the end of 2012.
Our office is done now for you, so that everybody would have books to look at. Would you like me to bring those back?
I already told her. I'll see what the meeting says, and then somebody
says, that's fine. That's what we know. I had discussed with him.
I'll call myself number 30.
that you need to call if you call their
chair. We need to place a vote on
you second it?
Yeah.
Motion's been made and seconded to
334-5115.
Approve the counselor agreement
5115.
That has a termination date of December 31st, 2012. By and between Taney County and Frank Cotty. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Is Nikki still here?
She lives here real fast. I'll take them there. Well, hold on. We're going to let them know that we're moving upstairs. Hold on. Not yet.
No. The County Commission will be relinquishing this room to the Insurance Committee. We'll be moving upstairs for budget work session, which will be in the Commission Conference Room. Public is invited, as always, to those hearings. Thank you, Len.